Lund is out of town. The bill before us today is House Bill 52, an act relating to motor vehicle forfeiture. We have both the original bill, which was offered by Nilo Kopanen and came out of state affairs clean, and we have a proposed CS, which has been offered by Representative Barnes. And I believe Representative Kopanen is on his way to talk about the bill, but while we're waiting for Nilo, is there anyone here who has come to testify on this bill? Mr. Plunkett?
Where do they testify?
Stand up.
Star Chamber.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Pat Condon. Currently a assistant district attorney here in Juneau. What I would like to talk to you is the proposed committee substitute, which I had previously seen, and would like to endorse this concept as compared to the previous bill that we heard. When I testified before this committee previously on this measure, my comments were directed mainly at criticism of the existing law, which made it unworkable because, at least my experience has been that the judges were loath to add that additional penalty of a forfeiture of a vehicle, forcing the state, as Representative Proponent did, to file motions to do it when the judges were going to forfeit the cars anyway. It seemed like a worthless exercise, and I believe that we have received testimony from the department, or at least a fiscal note from the department, which indicates it would be an extremely costly procedure. The committee substitute basically eliminates that whole issue of whether it is a discretionary function or not. It makes it a mandatory penalty for a third-time offender for the to have the vehicle forfeited. Third parties, innocent third parties, of course, are protected under this committee substitute, but retaining the remission of forfeiture provision in the law, and of course, it places the burden upon them to come forward and request that their interests be protected. That will conclude the unprepared remarks I have, and if I can answer any questions, I'll be glad to.
Are there any questions? Yes, Representative Cotton.
I move we adopt the CS.
Is there an additional discussion? Is there any objection? Without objection, the CS is adopted. Anyone else to testify? Have you been able to find Representative Kopanen? Do you think he'd mind if we passed the bill out?
No. Madam Chair, there was two other small clarifying amendments that we wanted. I had passed them to you that we discovered after.
Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Sherry's here from Representative Kopanen's office. Okay. I didn't, my staff did.
Okay.
Is okay.
Okay
with you? Yes. They're okay.
Okay. Sorry, John.
Would you like to move?
You're doing John. This is great.
Would you like to move?
Yes, please. Madam Chair, on page 4, line 9, after 037, add a new subsection to read, remission of forfeiture under AS 28.35037 does not apply to a person convicted of offense resulting in forfeiture.
I don't understand what that means.
This language, what it does, sound both Amendment 1 and 2, the language is currently in AS 28.35036B and AS 28.35030F and AS 28.35032J. It was recommended by Pat Conhady that we put in the new committee substitute version of 036 just to make it clear that it's still the intent of the legislature that this provision apply to 036. And we might ask Pat to comment on that if he'd like.
Mr. Conhady, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
If I might. Basically, what it allows, if I might, amendment number 1 makes it absolutely clear that the remission of forfeiture section does not apply to a person who is the driver. In other words, the driver of the vehicle, if he has an interest in that motor vehicle, cannot move for that vehicle.
I understand it now. I completely understand it now.
Okay. For the record, Representatives Grunberg and Taylor have arrived, and for your information, we have adopted the committee substitute version, and Representative Barnes has moved that we also include Amendment Number 1 and Number 2. Is there any additional discussion of these proposed amendments? If not, is there any objection? Without objection, they are adopted to a second CS. Anyone else who wishes to testify?
May I just inquire?
Yes.
Pat, this really is to you. On amendment number 1, let us say that you have a landholder who wants to remit the forfeiture. assume they still could.
Absolutely.
Under the CS.
Absolutely.
And under the Barnes number one.
Yes.
Right. Okay, awesome.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Not, could I have a motion to move the bill, please?
I move we pass the bill out with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Without objection, CS HB 52 Judiciary leaves the Judiciary